said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which once for all delivered to the saints. Now, wait a minute. You've got something worth contending for. Isn't it strange that something so valuable and so wonderful as saving faith is something that we have to be exhorted to contend for?
Why, if you had a diamond worth $5,000, you wouldn't leave it just lying around anyway. If you had $1 million in gold, you'd go put it in a vault. Anybody tried to get it, you'd fight to keep him getting it. But we just sit down and let people steal the faith that Christians have and never bother about it. Some of us pay them to do that.
Some of us pay preachers to stand in the pulpit and steal the faith of the saints of God and send our children to hell.
The most crooked crook on God Almighty's earth is a preacher that stands in a Trinitarian pulpit and steals the faith of people. You know, I've said it many a time, if I was up in heaven 50 years from now and the Lord tarried, and any religious liberal ever sat in a classroom in this institution and tried to disseminate his infidelity, I'd ask God Almighty to excuse me for a little while, and I'd come back down to this school and get a stick of dynamite and blow it into smithereens. I'd rather see this school a heap of rubbish, just little rubbish here, little rubbish yonder, than see the time ever come we could be such soft as we'll sit down and let the devil put his modernists and religious liberals in here to rob them of the faith. And yet that thing's gone on in America from one end of this country to the other.